It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Good morning. The bailout of two automakers, General Motors and Chrysler, has been an issue in the presidential campaign. Let's look at some facts. Sales and profits are up at both companies. Chrysler has repaid the loans it got from the U.S. and Canadian governments. But as NPR's Sonari Glinton reports, the story for GM has not been so clear-cut.
When you talk to car people about General Motors, they all say the company has gotten better. Jack Nierad with Kelley Blue Book is one of many.
I think General Motors product-wise is in a better position than it's been in a decade or so. The new products we feel at Kelley Blue Book are all quite good.
But like most, he adds this one important caveat.
That doesn't mean, though, that it's totally out of the woods because the competition is very, very good as well.
While GM has been getting better, so have almost all the other car companies, foreign and domestic. Nierad says, in this new car world, you need to be more than good.
They have to be number one on the shopping list because a person is only going to buy one car. They're not going to buy an array of cars. So it's not enough to be just kind of competitive. You have to have that vehicle that's going to put you across the top.
A car company needs at least one blockbuster, one awesome car. Toyota has the Camry, Honda has the Civic and Accord, Ford has the Fusion. Those are all top-selling cars. One of the ways those cars have been able to stay on top is because they're constantly being updated and changed. GM is trying to break into that territory with its new Chevy Malibu, which has been revamped, but was delayed in coming out, in part because of the bankruptcy. David Zinley is with Automobile Magazine. He says the new Malibu is a perfectly good car for a year and a half ago.
When you release a new midsize car, what you want to be is you want to leap to the front of the pack and then somebody else leapfrogs past you again in 6 months. You want to have that brief window where you're the absolute latest and greatest and best. The Malibu it's a very good car, but when I drove it, I didn't say like, wow, this sets the bar one notch higher.
General Motors is trying to play catch up and is revamping more than 70% of its cars and trucks in the next 2 years. Randy Ericks with GM says bankruptcy helped the company get a control of their costs and made it easier to turn a profit. But being strapped for cash made it hard for GM to come up with new stuff.
As we walked through bankruptcy, we actually had to reduce some of our capital spending, as you can imagine. So the number of products we've been able to bring to the marketplace has been less than the industry average.
Ericks admits that GM has been challenged coming up with enough new cars and trucks. The company faces trouble in Europe, where it lost $400 million last quarter, and GM lost some of the ground it gained from companies such as Toyota and Honda, who are now essentially fully recovered from the effects of the earthquake and tsunami in Japan. But when you ask a GM executive like Ericks about the health of the company, they point to two all-important numbers.
$33 billion of cash and only $5 billion of debt.
Fitch, the rating agency, upgraded GM's investment status. But that doesn't take into account the one-third of the company that the government still owns. And GM's share price is down after its initial public offering of stock. So if the government were to divest itself, it would lose as much as $16 billion. This all leaves one question to be asked about General Motors. Again, David Zinley.
When is it fair to really sound the alarm? I think people are sounding the alarm a bit too soon.
Zinley says the real hurdle for GM is not its balance sheet, but its cars.
The real question, if you want to judge post-bankruptcy General Motors, is going to be to look at products a year, 2 years down the road and see how did post-bankruptcy General Motors really invest and develop its products. I think that's where we're really going to get to see what they're made of.
The next chance we'll have to see what they're made of is in 2013. That's when the Chevy Impala goes on sale. Just one of many more tests for GM. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.